וסמן שין א' סיב חב ד' יאיתם במיני הסבן שקיישרין אויסם בקשרים בסיילם אויסם לרפואם. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shekaishrim Oysam Miksharim is a type of an herb that they used to tie it to stomach a beged. Dugam came Bechlal Kameya Mumche. This is a Kameya Mumche Kedisha Lakamam Besim Chafei. The echot kameyes shel ksav, there were different types of kameyes, which were merape. Other kameyes, certain inyonim were written on the ksav. The echot kameyes shel ikrin, and there were other kameyes from herbs. The tashit ula chaylev, and the heter to wear these kameyes is because it was attached to echod mimalbushov. That means attached was not, it beautified him, but it was attached that it brought him help, refuah. So that gave it a shame tashit. Vayle kamon besif chofei mosai nikra kameya mumchem. In Bisho, he brings down if a person has crooked teeth and he has a retainer in his mouth, a bite plate, if this is a din of a kameya. It accomplishes something. It accomplishes that his teeth remain straight or become straight. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that this is a din kameya that is permissible to wear on Shabbos. Rabbi Nissen Karelitz is mefakpik. He says the kameyas, which were Bezman Chazal, the refuah and the ta'elis was spontaneous. It worked right away. A person who wore this kameya, if he's wearing it for headaches, for toothaches, whatever it is, it worked. These bite plates are, you wear it for many, many weeks or months, it accomplishes something. But it is not a spontaneous or an instant refuah. So he's mefakpik if one is permitted to wear this on Shabbos. He says if he never takes it out of his mouth, so then it's permissible. So you take it out sometime, so he has pukim on this bite plate. And now, in Sif Chofei, we're going to have guidelines when it is called a kameya mumche, when it is not considered a kameya mumche. Let us just give a shtickel hakdome, a little to understand. We have in the Torah a concept of chazokim. That means you have a shoyer hamuid, a shoyer. Let's say, kills another shayel once. So I attribute this action does not necessarily mean that the shayel by nature is a wild shayel. Today there was a sibbe that something happened that it was not in a good mood, so that's why he killed. But I'm not mechuyev to assume that the shoyer is a wild shoyer. Two times, also the same thing. Three times this occurs, and it killed three times three shvorim. So there's a klal hamikrois einon masmidois. coincidences don't is this was this reason, this was this reason. If I have a common explanation to explain why all these three occurrences occurred, I assume that it occurred because of this common explanation. And in that case, I assume the sheir is a sheir amud, it's a wild sheir. So here we will see these kameyas, which were merape. I needed birurim, oichoches, that this is a kameya that will be merape. So we'll learn in Simchov Hei how we acquire these birurim and oichoches that we can rightfully assume that the kameya that this person is wearing is a davar hamerape. Then there's a heter to wear it. If I don't have a proof that this is a kameya mumche, then one is not permitted to wear it in Shabbos, and it's not considered a tachshit. So now we'll see Sifchot Hei. Ein yaitin bikameya she'einay mumche. One is not permitted to go out in the Rishus HaRabim, the kameya she'einay mumche, that I don't have hoichoches that this kameya works. V'imu mumche, but if I have a hoichoches that this kameya works, yaitzim boy, so then I know that this works, so this is considered a tachshit, and one is permitted to wear it in Shabbos. Loishna ismachi gavre. Now, there are two aifanim that we can assume that it will work. One aifan is ismachi gavre, the loikameya. We know that this person, the kameyas he writes, work, and I have proof, we'll see later how we are mevara this. V'loi kameya, kigayin, shekosav lachash echon b'sholosh igros. He wrote three times a certain lachash, certain words, in three igros, in three papers, whatever it is. V'ripui, he wrote the same thing three times. V'ripu shloshtam shloisha b'nei adam. So let us, for example, the Megashim, there are people that are going around with headaches. And he wrote on three igros certain words. He gave it to three different people. And I can assume that and it worked. It worked. The headaches went away from these three people. Sheismachi gavra loisei lachash. So these words, if he wrote the same words, he wrote, let's say, a posik or whatever it is, he wrote something, and it worked by three different people, so I can assume that this person, if he will write these words on a fourth igeres, the same words, it will help for a person who has a headache. I see from three people who worked that took away their headaches, will work for a fourth person also. B'chol pam sheyich levenu. Whenever who write these words, he's a mumche. Aboloi l'shar l'choshim. But if he'll write other things, I say, since he's a mumche for headaches, he's a mumche for stomach aches also, no. Or he'll write different words, But there's no raya whatsoever that he will be successful. And as we will see, as this thief progresses, this koyach that he has is lav davke, a koyach that comes from yediyah and refuah. It could be, it is his mazel. And we're telling this in a mazel. He has a mazel that when he writes to this thing, it will be merapis. Certain people have this mazel. And after being merapis, three different people, these words, a merapis, three different people from the same achlem, I say he has this mazel and this kishrin and this koyach to be merapis. V'gam eina kameya mumche im yichtabenu achel. If someone else will write the same words and give it to a... There's no way it's going to work. All I saw that this person, after three times, three different people got the same lachash, and it helped, I see this person has a mazel, a koyach to be merapa people with this lachash. Yeah. That's Ismachi Gavre. The person became a mumchem. Loishna Ismachi Kameya Viloi Gavre. I can have another case that this distinct Kameya is Merape. It shows nothing on the person. Could be the person that never muzzled to be Merape. But this. The slink kameya is a koich to be merape. Kegain. Shekosav lachash echod bigeres achas. This person wrote one lachash. That's all what he wrote. Veripe boy sholesh komim. And this lachash was used three times. We will say this could even be used by the same person three times. And three times this person had a headache. Three times he wore this lachash and the headache went away. And this was the only lachash this person had written. So the person, I have no echocha whatsoever, that he's a mumche to write Lachoshim, to write Kameyas. But I do have a chochet, this Kameya is Merapa. This Kameya was Merapa three times. Sha'oisa igeris mumche lechol adam. So that means if this Kameya was Merapa three times, it took away a headache. I feel it from the same person. I say this Kameya is Bekoyach to take away headaches. So another person can take this Kameya and wear it on Shabbos. Without any heart palpitations, I can assume this is Atashi, this is Merapa. The host came. So I have here two cases. One case that the person is a mumche, and one case that the kamei is a mumche. The choshkein is machi gavra v'kamei. In the case that the person who wrote this is a mumche, and the kamei is a mumche, Kigoin shekosav lachash echod v'sholosh igros. This person wrote three igros. He wrote three kameyas. V'chol achas oy ilom l'shloisha anoshim. He wrote three igros. And each igeres helped three people. That means so we have heroes for Igros, and each Igeres helped for three people. would help for one person three times. Ismachi gavro lelachazeh b'chol igeresh yichtaveno. So since he wrote for three people and he was successful, so I say this person who will write a fourth kameya with the same nusach, it will help. He has this tune in kishrein and mazel that when he writes a kameya, it will work. V'itzmachu igreis halolo l'chol adam. And if these three igres that he had written, each igres was merape, three different people, or three times one person, so each igres became also igres amumche. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah, perhaps we'll get a little more clarity in this inyan. Ein yaitim sifkotten peizayin. Vayile kamon simishin ches, mishtabur sifkotten kufchavtes, masha kosavno shom, they speak about a kamalus. Yaitim boy, a kemeye mumche, one is permitted to go out with. Vidavke kshehu maitziyoi derech malbush. This is because he's malubish in it. He's wearing it. The oshori mishum detachitu lechayle ke'echod mi malbushov. This is a tachit for a chayle. It's merape him. Avoloyach ezenu biyodoi, but he's not permitted to hold it in his hand vevirenu arba ameis. The heter is, he's wearing something that not doesn't beautify him, but heals him. So that's also considered, that what he's wearing gets a shame tashit. And that's called, he's wearing a tashit, and he has a heter to wear it. Loishno. Klal ha-hefrish bein ismachi gabro l'ismachi kemeyu zev. The difference between if the person became a mumche or the kameya became a mumche. The smachi gavro leinikra ela yedei sheripe shloisha bnei adam. His kameya was merape. He wrote three kameyas. And he was merape three people. Mechayli achas from the same chayli v'sholosh igros, he wrote three kameyas shayakosu v'kulon lachash echad. In all these three kameyas, there was written the same lachash, who was given to three different people who had a similar machle. That means he wrote a kameya for Reuven. It healed Reuven once. He wrote another one for Shimon, another one for Levi. But we see he wrote three kameyas for three different people for the same machla and the same lachas, with the same lachas. Va'oz nase gavreze mumche. She's a mumche to write a machl, a kameya for this machle. Af lishar anoshim. He can write now for Yehuda. Sheyesh lam choyli ze im yichtoi v'lachase. Da'loi nischazek, we have a chazoke. Bishloisha b'nei Adam, from three people, shumumche, that he is a mumche, l'rapois b'lachase. That's what I saw. He wrote for three different people, three different, it's the same lachash, the same machlan was marape. So I see that he is a mumche l'rapois b'lachase. Avo l'sha l'choshim, other lechoshim, other ksivis, leinase mumchalaylam. What I see, I see. I see he was successful with this lachash three times. The loy ismachi rak alachashem, shekvar nizboram chosay. This is what I see. This lachash helped this machla for three different chaylam. That's called nismachi gavro. Omumche kameye kegoin. Shekosim lachash echod migeres achas. Veripe boisha igeres. This igeres, he wrote in his life one lachash. And this igeres was merape three times. Sholesh pomim. Shayidei zes, if I see that this igeres is merape three times, nasi igeres zu mumchem. Shekol odam echeli zeh, sheyisa igeres azeh yisrapeh. This igeres is a igeres mumchem. Vidavke oiso igeres ba'atmol. I only attribute that this igeres can be merape this machla. Avom yekosu v'alachash hazeh gufer. Take the same words. Bigeres acheres loy mahani. V'deloy yishazek alachash hazeh. Ki im bigeres hazu. If this igeres... Well, Kim Big, no, doesn't work that way. Photocopy won't work. Kim Bigeres Azu. Vafilu im Yishtoim Oisoi Gamre Baatmoi. The same person. Shekosa Bigeres Orishin Gamkein. He wrote the first Igeres. Gamkein Loi Mahani. The lois machi gavre b'sholish igres. He never became a mumche. Lachash echod. Avol kosav shloisha lechoshim. He wrote one lachash for one person. A second lachash for a second person. A third lachash for a third person. Loi ismachi gavre klau al yedei zeh, because he has three different lechoshim. They don't prove anything. Sherei kol lachash loi hoyol kim lo domechod. Each lachash helped for one person. See, they don't add up to three. Bechol pam sheyichtevenu. So now this person became a mumcha filolah de machel. Who adin the yochel? Now he'll write to Yehudit. Also good. The yochel kol odom meyosei choyle. After this person became a mumcha. Now he's going to say over here a yesod. Reuven wrote three kameyas. Roshim alevi in Yehudit. The same lachash and for this machle. It works for Shimon Levi and Yehuda. Now I know that this person is a mumche. So now if he'll write for Yisachar, it's also good. But now, if someone will take Shimon's lachash, which only works for one person, it works. But now that I see that Reuven is a mumche, so just like if Reuven will write for Yisachar, I know he's a mumche, so if he's a mumche, so he's, I see now retroactively he was a mumche for Shimon also. So someone will take Shimon's lachash, he's also permitted to take it. Even though Shimon's lachash only was merapa once. But I know that the kaitim of this lachash was merapa three people with this lachash. So this person is a mumche. So he's a mumche. So this lachash can be used now by Ephraim and Menashe. The king in the gavran is chazik b'mumcha alach hasher. My nafke minom yichsevenu mechodosh oiliso mashe kosav kval. So it's no difference if he'll write a new one or if he will use that one. But later we're going to have a moira de kechidish how this works. We see this Reuven wrote Tzvi Lachoshem, Shimon Levi Yehuda, same lachash. It works. It's marape. So now he has a sign on his door, Reuven the Mumche. Fine. Kvaldik. Now people come already to his door. Mel comes to his door. Now he charges the price already. He says, Reuven the Mumche. Beryl comes to his door, he writes a lachash, he gives it to Beryl, nothing, he has a headache. Beryl comes to him, he says, no, it's a listener, I'm a mumche, it didn't work by you. No problem, he's still a mumche, that's Beryl. Now, Yankel comes to him, he writes again for Yankel, gives the same price, maybe a discount a little bit. He writes for Yankel. Yankel also has a headache. Doesn't work. Hatzel comes to him, the same lachash, the same mumche. Doesn't work. Now already he has achazoke 3 times. He was once a mumche, but he's always a mumche. So now the sign on the door reads, Reuven was once a mumche. Not is a mumche, was once. That's what it writes. But now, if you have this sign on the door, was once a mumche, but not anymore, so the kameya that was written for Shimon and did wonders. Doesn't work. That means these kameyas are working. Kozman is a mumche, so it still works. The kamey never became mislachi. The kamey was merapi Shimon. And Kozman, Reuven is a mumche, so I can tell that Chatzel can also take this kameya. Reuven is a mumche. But the minute I see he lost it, he hit it. No, not, he had a koyach, and he lost the koyach. The minute he lost the koyach, so all the kameyas which were used, because it was written to a woman, the Milche, are now valid. And they're no good anymore. They're not valid anymore. The first three, that's right, for that. Then they were good, but now they're no good anymore. That means the validity of these kameyas are dependent on the kaysev. Kozman, the kaysev is a mumche, his kameyas will work. He can write a new one, the one he wrote before is good, but the minute he loses it, so the kameyas don't work anymore. Unless we'll see it was Ismahi Kameya. If one Kameya, we'll see later, if the Kameya became Ismahi before his Mumchois, we'll see later, then we'll say, so it's not dependent on him, it's the Kameya that's a Mumche. So even though he lost his talent, but Al Kaponim, the Kameya will be good. We'll see when we say this. But Al Kaponim, this is the Lachim. Yeah. V'ripe boi shalish pomim. Afilu rak la'odom echon. Now, Ismachi Kameya is as follows. He wrote one kameya, and this kameya works 3 times, afilu by the same person. Afilu by the same person. Afilu rak lo odom echod. So the din is ismachi kameyem. Here I attribute the kameya here to koya. It's not the kaisun. He wrote one kameya. He's not a mumche. But somehow this kameya has a koya l'rapois. L'chol odom. So now by ismachi kameya, everyone can take this kameya. Perish. Shekol odom. He can take it. The Lisa Isai Geres. It was this Kameya. This person wrote one Kameya in his life. And it was Merape one person three times. So then I assume that this Kameya is a Kameya Mumche. Because this Kameya, three times it was Merape, so I can assume that this Kameya is a Kameya Merape. Avo, im Yichtoiv, if now he had written one Kameya, and this Kameya was Merape three times, it's Gevaldik, the Kameya is Gevaldik. Avol im Yichtoiv, but now the one who wrote this, Yichtoiv Lachash there, be Igeres Acheres. So this is the new Kameya. And who wrote it? A person who's not a mumche. He just said, this is the second Kameya that he wrote. Asurim. Afilu im Igeres Arishayin Eripo Shloishe B'nei Odom. The line is, Hasko Rak Oise Igeres. Avol Gavre Lo Yismache L'Igeres Acheres. He never became Ismache. Yeah. Sadik Bal, this is going. Now he says, and if you'll have a case, Ismachi Gabri Bekemeir. Kegain Shekosav Lachash Echod Bisholosh Igrois. He wrote one Lachash three times. So he wrote three Igrois. V'chol Lachash Eilo L'Shloisha Anoshim. And each Igeres help for three different people. The Loihe Ilakolachas Raklo de Mechod, they have Ismachi Gabre, Veloikame, Achilel Bereshasiv. I will keep in She Ilakol Igeres Pamachas Lishloisha Anoshim, Gam Igeres Nismacho. So each Igeres help for three people. I Lord the Mechot shall ishvamim ismachi gabulach esde v'chol igeres sheich devenu v'ismachi goris halolu l'chol odom. I Lord the Mechot shall ishvamim gam bezeh hoditzir shall ishvamim kidei sheyei gam ismachi kemei chenal. Now, but we're going to have a remor which is going to clarify the solinian. V'davke shebou shtei hamchois biyachad. That means ismachi kameya and ismachi gavre happened in one shot. Avol im ismachi gavre trile va'achakach osa kameya v'ripo sholesh romim. Loitolinen bamchos hakameya, rak bamchos hagavro shekvar ishazek. That means, and we're going to see this soon, this person wrote three kameyas. Now, he wrote three kameyas, three different people. He is a mumche, fine. He has the sign on his door, Ruven the mumche, fine. Now, we take one of these three kameyas, and it was merape three different people. Let's see, the third Kameya was Merape three different people. Yeah. So do I see that Ismachi Kameya Or no, I don't see it's Mahi Kameya. You know why this Kameya was Marapa three different people? Because Reuven is the Mumche. Reuven is the Mumche. So that what later this Kameya was Marapa three different people after he became a Mumche, I attribute not to the Kameya, but to Reuven. So therefore, I have such a scenario. I have a scenario that Reuven wrote Shimon Levi Yehuda three Kameyas. Fine. He's Reuven the Mumche. And now the third Kameya was Marapa three different people. He's still Reuven the Mumche. Then all of a sudden this Reuven, three different people came to Mchatzkel Berl and Yankel. And it didn't work. So all these Kameyas are worthless now. It was only working because Reuven was then a Mumche, and we will attribute this. We can understand this a little, because if we attribute that this is his mazel, this was not Chochmas HaRefuah. It was a mazel that he had, that he's bekoyach to be merapu with a kameya. So if he lost the mazel, the kameya was only working because of his mazel. The minute he lost his mazel, all the kameyas would become bottle. So the Gemara says, "V'davki shibor shteim chois kiyachad." Now, kigoyin, shekosav. Now, how can you have that two amchos came kach? Kigoyin, shekosav igeres v'ripei leRuven. Shalish pomen. So now, this igeres is a kameya mumche. Reuven Zigeres. Fine. Vay Zigeres L'Shimin Sholosh Pomim. Shimin Zigeres is also a Kameya Mumche for Shimin, for anybody. The vow. Vay Zigeres V'Ripei L'Shimin Oystei Pomim. Again to Shimin. Vadayin lo yismachi gavre, lefisha le ripish loisha anoshim, vigam lo yismachi kameya. Now this 30 geres, which was marapa twice Shimon, so it's not, this geres is not yismachi kameya, it was only marapa twice. Shimon is not a mumche because he only is marapa two people. So the vial, the first Igeres was Marapa three times. That Igeres is Gevaldik. The second Igeres was Marapa three times. That Igeres is Gevaldik. But this third Igeres was Marapa twice Shimon. So the Baal, this third Igeres is not an Igeres Mumche. And Reuven is not an Igeres Mumche. No, two people. Reuven Shimon.
What?
See, two people twice is two people. Now, we'll see soon. Now, yes. But, yeah, so now what happened? Ripo ba'oisa igeres hashlishis this kameya, which was used two times for Shimon, he gave this igeres to Levi. The minute, and Levi got healed. So the minute he gave it to Levi, so two things happened. Now I see that he's a mumche. He was marapa Reuven Shimon Levi. He became a mumche, and this igeres, the third igeres, became its machi kameya, because this third igeres was marapa three people, and they happened to basachat. I cannot attribute it because he's a mumche. I can say because he's a mumche. These two things happened by Masachas. So Memele, when Reuven, when he loses his mumches, now things went down the drain. But that third kameya will be good because he's smachy kameya. The first one also good. The third one also good. Yes. V'achkachinu b'yis gersish lamalevi nimse shebo shtei amchoyis b'yachad. The both amchoyis came b'yachad. I don't know. The Archimedes, I didn't know for sure. I know the Manchester or Shishima sent someone to go to someone in Eretz Yisrael to wear a kameya. I didn't know for sure. I mean, the Archimedes. Well, so then the Milas, I believe, becomes Eish Mumche. But Lemaisa, the Kameh remains a Mumche. Because the Kameh has its own Kayah. If the Mayor became a Mumche before, so then he won't become a